Om Shanti. Why does Baba offer himself in different relationships? It's because there's benefit, there's attainment, which is different for each relationship. So for example, from the Father, we're being offered unconditional love, to be accepted however we are, whatever we are His. And the only thing we need to do is agree to be a soul, to open to Him and accept the adoption. The attainment is self-respect. The offer from the teacher is an aim for my life, very elevated aim. Perfection, and then the teachings to help me achieve perfection. All I need to do is just study well, pass the exams. The attainment is clarity about what's right or wrong, and self-sovereignty. And there's something in common between the attainments from the Father and from the teacher, and that is both these efforts, offers, and attainments really involve just my own well-being, my own happiness, my own register. The Satguru, however, is a very different offer and very different attainment. The offer is a whole new world. And the offer to be His helper in destroying the old world by helping Him to establish the new world, and even in this, helping the purification process, which is the job of the Satguru. The purification process going on in me and the purification process going on in others. The offer is purification, a new world, pure world, and in between, the home. What's needed for this? Surrender. Nothing less. Total renunciation. To die alive, unlimited disinterest. But the attainment for this effort, power. It's the power needed to become a proper child, royalty, to be a giver, to absolutely finish all taking. It's the power needed to be a proper student, to pass the exams with honor, in other words, to truly transform myself. It's the power to be a proper disciple. It's interesting that if Baba is my Satguru, then my relationship to the Satguru is not as child, not as student, but as a disciple. And it's interesting that the word disciple is the basis of the word discipline. So this kind of power is the power resulting from discipline, obedience, following the Father, surrendering to the almighty authority nothing less. The directions of the Sadhguru are very clear for me, his disciple. He says, remember me alone. Be mine with your mind. Man, man above. Be dead to this world. He says, only the Father is the purifier, and he is also the guru of the world. He says, we are going to our kingdom. This old world is going to be destroyed. He also has said, he also carries out establishment that your sins will be cut away only by remembering the Father alone. And in the Murlis, we see such words, such concepts, like unlimited disinterest, destroyers of attachment, trustees, so much power is needed to be able to do this. But if I take up this relationship with Baba, not just his child, not just his student, but also his disciple, I will get that power. This is the power that's needed for a benefit that goes way beyond just my own benefit and the upgrading of my own register. This is the power which will bring benefit to the whole world. And because the bottom line is my surrendering, my handing over mind, body, wealth, sanskaras to God, I think the biggest challenge in being able to become a proper disciple is my own ego. Generally speaking, we don't like to be obedient. One of the greatest damages of the last 2,500 years is probably we can hardly trust anybody enough to be obedient to any other authority other than our own intelligence and what we ourselves conclude is what's needed to be done. We pride ourselves in being free thinkers and independent. The way to check how much am I becoming a true disciple of God, how much am I fulfilling this relationship with Baba, is just to see how carefree I'm able to remain, honestly, sincerely, versus how much I worry about things, I'm overthinking, analyzing, needing to be in control, needing to be in charge, needing to take responsibility for everything. When God Himself has told me that I am an actor in a predestined drama, the tracks are already laid and victory is guaranteed, why would I still be using my mind in such a way? Instead of using time to train myself to sit at His heart throne, to be a detached observer, and to remain stable in my peace, pure feelings and good wishes, as the Sadhguru tells me I need to be. How much have we understood, how much have we accepted our relationship with Baba as the Sadhguru? So, to review the Murli, looking especially for such points that are representative of Baba, my father, playing the part of Satguru. This will help tune me into this opportunity to be not just his child, not just his student, but his disciple. A very empowering relationship. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Before we begin this meditation, identify two or three weaknesses that you know you need to finish. You may stop the recording or put it on pause until you're ready. Om Shanti. In this meditation, we settle into the awareness that this is the confluence age. The confluence age began when the Satguru of the world comes. The Satguru of the world has come. The Almighty Authority has stepped forward to play his part, to finish the old world and establish the new one, and in between, take me home. In this awareness, I find myself more and more free of every and any responsibility other than the one that my Satguru has given me, which is to consider myself to be a soul and to remember him alone, so that the foundation of the purification process can begin. In the awareness of myself as a tiny point of light, I am free. And in that freedom, I experience myself as powerful, not just because my original eternal nature is to be full of power, but also because now at the confluence age, I am the disciple of the most powerful Satguru. His blessings, his power are mine. At a first level of this power, it is willpower. Power over my own self to face and overcome whatever weakness I still find in me. I take a few minutes to know myself as powerful. And looking at each one of the weaknesses I have identified, I direct my power there. I will overcome this weakness. I will overcome that weakness. I will finish each one of these weaknesses that I can mention by name. I'm a very powerful soul. Between my power and God's, these weaknesses will finish. Through such exercise, my stage of purity grows. As my purity increases, I am made into a lighthouse. That lighthouse which shows the path to safety to others. Shows the path home. To others, without even speaking a word. Such is the power of my purity. On a second level, as the Master Almighty Authority, rays of peace and light spread across the whole planet, calming the fears in my brothers and sisters, assuring them that all we're looking at is the end of night, and that day definitely will come. As my stage of purity increases, I become a greater channel for God's light and might to reach others, to support them in their journey. They are stumbling around still so much. As the proper and true disciple of the Satguru of the world, this is how I fulfill the responsibility of the relationship. I become the light and the peace of the world. Om Shanti.